This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursali. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, I'm sure many of us or all of us have heard and people have told us that we should have goals in life. And that's self-evident, because the reason you should have a goal is so that your effort is directed towards that goal. Without a goal, the effort has no meaning. And time is wasted because you are doing random stuff. But once you have a goal, then your effort is directed towards that goal. So if I want to become an airline pilot, for example, if I want to learn to fly a plane, I won't go and enroll in a driving school. Car driving school. Different goal. I want to fly a plane. I know how to drive a car. So, and so on and so on. So, you can take your own example. So, point being that the goal directs the effort. What kind of effort depends on what kind of goal. Now, see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wal asri inna linsana la fi khusr. Wal asri inna linsana la fi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place, Allah says, I am time. So this is a very, very serious and heavy oath. And then Allah said, Inna linsana. So the inna, which is an article of emphasis. Inna linsana. And then there's another one, another lam of emphasis. La fi khusr. Verily, all of mankind is in loss. All of mankind is lost. So the question to ask ourselves is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying all of mankind is lost, it means that all the stuff that human beings do and are doing can result only in one thing, which is loss. Because this is Allah, Allah said, Inna linsana lafi khusr. So, my goals in life, what are they? Are they, look like what? Whose goals? If I say, name for me three of your role models, who do you name? And these are questions, these are not questions, they're not trick questions, they're not questions for you to just quickly think of some, you know, three respectable names. No, the issue is, what is really in your heart? What do you want to do? Who do you want to be like? That is the issue. The issue is not giving an answer, right? I can say my three role models, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Before that, Muhammad Rasulullah, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. Sure, so say it. What does it matter? Is it real? Is it true in your heart? No. In my heart is Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. No, really, I'm saying, we need to get real. I mean, this is just saying something. That's not the issue. Is what is really in my heart? The fact is that for most of us, if not all of us, whether you say Abu Bakr as-Siddiq or Jeff Bezos, you will not become like either of them. How likely is it that you're going to get the kind of wealth that Bezos has? Not very likely, right? I mean, it doesn't matter how much you spend. It's not going to happen. The key is not that. The key is it sets you on a particular path. So that path, whether I travel 10 miles on it or I travel 1,000 miles on it is leading me to a particular goal. And that's the point, that's the issue. If I want to make my life like the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, then that's a path. It's all path. These are all human beings. All of us are human beings. He was a human being. He was not a malak or an angel or something. You know, he was a human being. But he decided to live his life according to a particular way. And that path took him to some place. So, what is that path? And that path will depend on what is my goal. And the goal depends on how I measure myself vis-a-vis that goal. Right? All of us, without exception, we have goals which make us feel proud, feel good about ourselves, feel confident to say, okay, I've achieved something. Even in the within quotes, good goals. Not everybody, for example, wants to write a book. Right? I mean, you might say, well, I'm not interested in writing a book. Is there anything wrong? No, nothing is wrong in writing a book. It's a great thing, but it's not my thing. So, what do you want to do? I want to play basketball and I want to, you know, have this kind of a score in basketball. I mean, both are, there's nothing wrong with either of them. But what gives me a sense of achievement? Therefore, the question to ask ourselves is, what gives me a sense of achievement as a human being before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is that? I just went to the funeral of one person and they were having a wake for him. And they actually had to have a police car outside to direct traffic. That many cars coming there to the funeral home for the wake of this individual. So obviously, he's a very popular person. Lots and lots of people in the world loved him. People had a lot of good things to say about him. Big obituary in the newspaper and so on and so on. Now the question to ask is, and I am not sitting in judgment to say what will happen before Allah, because only Allah knows that, I don't know this. But I am saying that if you are there, or conversely, if you are a person who died, nobody knows. So some of the brothers get together, maybe 3-4 people, then you know, they do your ghusl, janaza, they bury you. Before Allah, who is best? Who is better? Not to say that if more people come, it's not, it's a good thing, alhamdulillah. If more people come for the right reason, it's a very good thing. But what is that reason? Are people coming for that reason? That is the key thing to ask. So my life, I spend my whole life doing something. And at the end of the life, when I am standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is that life worth? And what that life is worth depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's standard, not on my standard. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about our lives, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. No? So, the way we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to close with a story. There was a man in the time of Musa alayhi salam who was a very, very bad man, very evil. And he was so much of a trouble, he was such a nuisance to everybody that they eventually, the town people, they threw him out of the place. Get out, they banished him. So he is wandering in the wilderness by himself. And the people said, good, we got rid of him. And then one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, that man who you banished from the town, he died. And he is in such and such a place, his body. So Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, go and do his janazah. Go and wash him, shroud him, and bury him. And announce in the town that whoever goes with you, Allah will forgive him. So Musa alayhi salam is very perplexed. He said, what is this? This man was evil and so on. Allah is sending me to do his janaz. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only sending me, but Allah is saying to the whole town, whoever goes, Allah will forgive him. So obviously when Musa alayhi salam announced this, the whole town came. And they went there, found the body, they washed it, buried it. When they returned, of course, Musa alayhi salam said, Yara, please tell me, what is the story? Why did you do this? You know this man was so bad. We threw him out of the place. Why did you send me and why did you announce this forgiveness for everybody? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, when the man was dying, he was lying on the ground. He said, he looked up at the heavens, he raised his hands, and he said, Ya Rab, if I knew that by punishing me, by giving me adab, it would make you happy, I would not seek forgiveness. If I knew that by giving me adab, by punishing me, it would make you happy, I would not seek forgiveness. And then he says, Ya Rab, if I knew that by punishing me, it would increase your jalal and jamal, your greatness and glory, I would not, even by an iota, even by, you know, one atom, I would not seek forgiveness. But he says, Ya Rab, I know that by punishing me, it will not increase your glory and majesty in any way. And by punishing me, it will not give you any happiness. So please forgive me. So Allah says, I forgive you. I sent you to do the janaz. Now my question to myself and you is, don't stop at the story. Think about who gives that man that tawfiq. Who gives him those words? Who taught Adam alayhi salam, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunna min al-khasirin? This is our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, whose rahmah, whose forgiveness extends to this extent, that he is teaching the man those words which will make him among the people who are forgiven. And that's why I remind myself and you, the real goal in life is not to get this and that, but to please Allah, the rida of Allah. I won't say the goal is not even to get Jannah, because to ask for Jannah is sunnah and Allah asked us to ask for Jannah. So we don't say don't ask. But the point is that real goal is to seek to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rida of Allah. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, then nothing else matters. As somebody said, if you get the whole world and you lose Allah, what have you gained? And if you lose the whole world and you gain Allah, what have you lost? It is the pleasure of Allah, it's the rida of Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to live lives and to speak and to act in ways which result in His pleasure. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to please Him and to be pleased with us and to save us from doing anything which displeases Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
All right, you shut up.